This is the Horse Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1420, brought to you today by Wintec Saddles. This time, Dr. Mary Beth Gordon, PhD, nutritionist with Purina Horse Feeds, explains what omega fatty acids are and how they work. And we'll get right to our tip after this from Wintec Saddles. I've been riding in Wintec Saddles for over 20 years, so obviously, I like them a lot. One of my favorite things about Wintec Saddles is that they are constantly innovating. One of the most recent additions to the Wintec line of saddles is the Wintec Lite All-Purpose Deluxe. I have one. The Wintec Lite line of saddles is the ideal marriage of lightweight, half the weight as a matter of fact, durability, and grip. I know I appreciate the super close leg contact provided by the long billets on the Wintec Lite, and the adjustable or removable knee blocks mean I can customize to my heart's content. My horse enjoys these super soft panels, which mold around his muscles and provide a comfortable fit without sacrificing security in the saddle. Whether I'm hacking out with friends or competing in an endurance ride or trotting down the center line at a dressage show, I know I've got a saddle that encourages correct position, fits my horse, and looks great too. Check out the Wintec Lite All-Purpose Deluxe Saddle at your local tack store, or you can visit them online at wintec-saddles.com. That's wintec-saddles.com. I'm so glad to welcome to Horse Tip Daily Dr. Mary Beth Gordon. She is a PhD nutritionist with Purina. So she's one of the smart, smart people who helps Purina create great horse feeds for our horses. And they've been doing that for quite a few years. Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Beth.
Oh, it's great to be here, for sure.
What I thought we would start out with, Purina has come out with a new product called Omega Match, which provides omega-3 fatty acids for our horses. And it's a little confusing because fatty and acid for me don't sound like they should be together. That sounds like oil and water together. We all associate fatty acids with our horses being healthy and fat and shiny and beautiful. So explain to me what an omega-3 fatty acid is.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny because when we ask horse owners, like, are you interested in omega-3s? Do you want to feed your horse omega-3s? They're all like, yeah, that's great. But then if you actually said to them, well, what is an omega-3? You know, they might be like, well, I'm not exactly sure, but I've heard they do good things, right?
Right.
So what an omega-3 fatty acid is a type of fatty acid. So fats are made up of fatty acids, but there can be all different types of fatty acids. There can be saturated fats, unsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, and omega-3s are a type of fatty acid that when you look at the different ratios of the different fatty acids, like depending on the oil, it'll have a certain amount of omega-3, which is a type of fatty acid, and then a certain amount of omega-6, and a certain amount of omega-9, and then all different other types of fatty acids depending on the composition of the fat. And the names like the 3, the 6, the 9 all come from the actual atomic structure of the fatty acid. And they actually act differently in the body based on whether they are saturated or unsaturated, or how long they are in terms of the fatty acid chain and where all the different atomic structures are. So without going into it, like turning this into a high school biochemistry course, what we're dealing with here are polyunsaturated fatty acids, basically oils, okay? And they stay liquid at room temperature. And for example, corn oil tends to be higher in omega-6 naturally, whereas something like fish oil or flaxseed oil, or one that we're going to talk about, ahi flower oil, is higher in omega-3s. And then based on what you feed to the horse, whether it's an omega-3 or omega-6, it can have a different effects in the body once the horse digests and absorbs them. All of them have the same exact calorie count. All of them are fats, but they actually act differently in the body once the horse ingests them.
Okay, so if I were to be feeding my horse fats, oils, in order to get him to gain weight, it wouldn't matter. They all make the horse gain weight, but the other effects they have on their horse's body are going to be different. Is that anywhere close to right?
That's perfectly correct. Yes.
I see. Because many, many, many years ago, probably 20 years ago, when feeding fats to horses on purpose, somebody did some research and said, oh, you can feed fat to horses and they gain weight. Oh, how cool is this? Nobody addressed the omega 369 thing at all. I don't know if we knew about it or not, but we didn't address that. So we just fed the horse whatever oil was handy. So
yeah, for sure. And it's exactly what you said. It's like we realized that we could add more fat to horses' diets and it would add more calories. And interestingly, by nature, horses are designed to have a very low fat diet. So, for example, horses don't have a gallbladder. Gallbladders store bile so that when you suddenly have a meal that's higher in fat, the gallbladder can secrete that bile to help you break down all that extra added fat pretty rapidly and be able to digest it. But horses were never expected to suddenly have this like large ingestion of fat into their body. So nature said, well, then you don't need a gallbladder. But what we have found out over the years is absolutely you can feed added fat to horses' diets. It does help with their skin and coat health and adds more calories, makes them really shiny. And their body will upregulate from the liver the amount of bile that they need to secrete. And then they actually digest and absorb it very well. So horses have the ability to utilize the fats in their body, use it for calories, use it for different biochemical processes. And it's a great way for us to add those more calories and use them for specific uses.
So one of the things that we as horse owners associate with feeding high quality omega-3 fatty acids, because it's not omega-3 fat, it's omega-3 fatty acid. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
One of the things we associate with is a beautiful, shiny, healthy, soft, fun to touch coat. How does that happen? Because I'm thinking, well, okay, fats, oils, why don't you just spray it on their coat and make them shiny? But how does that happen?
It's a great question. I mean, truly the best in helping your horse's coat health and skin health happens from the inside out, right? Because the hair is going to grow from inside the body to outside the body. And yes, we talk about adding fat supplements and doing those types of things, but truly the first thing you need to do is make sure your horse is on a really good balanced diet. So one of the things I often see is that horses may not be fed an appropriate amount of feed. So even if they're like an easy keeper, they'll only be getting like a handful of feed, and then they may not actually be getting their total protein and vitamin and mineral requirements met. So the first thing to do is make sure you're feeding the appropriate feed for your horse and that you're feeding it at the right amount. And we do have things like ration balancers for those easy keepers. So they would just need 1 pound of feed a day to be able to meet those protein, vitamins, and minerals, because that's going to go a long way to provide protein, which is made up of amino acids, which is really, really important for skin and hair health. And then certain minerals like zinc is very important to skin health and hair growth as well. And then on top of that, if you're looking for your horse to have a really nice shine, when we add those fatty acids to the diet, the horse, like I said before, absorbs them really well, and then they assimilate them throughout the body. And when they assimilate them throughout the body, they literally become part of all of the cells. And it's the cells in the organs and the cells in the skin and the cells in the hair. And you actually see a reflectance from the light on their coat, which makes their coat super, super shiny. And truthfully, you can use any type of fat to do that. You can use corn oil, you can use soybean oil, you can use, you know, our new ahi flower oil to help the skin and coat and really get that shine effect, which is pretty awesome.
Ah, but you chose to provide ahi oil in your Omega Match product. Why did you go with ahi oil versus some other?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have two new products that we just launched this spring. I'm really excited about them because I've been working on them since December of 2017.
Wow.
Is when I actually started the seed. Yeah. So I joke that like we're not always first to market with everything, but then by the time we get there, it's going to be really great. And we're going to know how it works inside and out, and it's going to work for your horse. So we have a ration balancing feed that we have that actually the oil in the feed comes from ground flaxseed. And then we also have a supplement, a bottled supplement with an oil in it called ahi flower oil. And what's really cool about this ahi flower oil, and this is sort of fun because the lesson to me in ahi flower oil is never underestimate the power of a Facebook message. Because ahi flower oil is grown in the UK. There was an equine nutritionist that knew about it in the UK that was doing some research with it and said, you know, I wonder if Purina in the US would be interested in this oil. And the nutritionist sent me a Facebook message. And it's one of those things like sometimes you're like, I don't know who this person is sending me a Facebook message, you know, but then I read it and they're like, oh, they have this oil they're interested in and you know, giving us information. And we get a lot of these requests, right? Everybody has like the new latest and greatest thing that they want to get into a Purina product. And, you know, but I looked at it and I was like, actually, this is very interesting to me. And then I had a call with the company and they explained to me all about the oil. And it just kept checking all my boxes for something that was new, something that was really innovative. It has this very high level of omega-3 fatty acids. So the plant that's grown in the UK, it's called the Buglossoides arvensis plant, and it's been designed through plant breeding and just by nature to start and then also by plant breeding to be very high in omegas. So it actually has more omegas than flax, but they're 100% plant-based, so they're very palatable for horses. So other sources of omega-3s that you can put into your horse's diet are things like fish oil or algae-based like DHA and EPA, which are other kinds of omega-3s. And you can eventually usually get horses to eat them, but it's sort of like if you take fish oil yourself, it's not necessarily a taste that everybody loves.
It's not for everybody, yeah.
Yeah, and horses feel the same way. Like it's hard for fish oil to be palatable for horses. So we did a lot of research on this ahi flower oil to make sure that it was very palatable, that it's more palatable than fish oil, and horses really like it, and it provides that phenomenal shine to the horse's coat.
Huh. So you're literally seeing the omega threes in their hair.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I actually, and I'm going to preface this by saying I'm completely biased here, but I have a mare that I bought a little over a year ago, and I had a picture of her when I bought her, and then I put her on our two Omega Match products, and she practically just changed color on me because she was sort of like a plain brown bay, you know, when I got her, and now she has this depth to her coat. And it shines like crazy. And you can see like almost all the different colors in it. You can see the red, you can see the brown, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I absolutely attribute that to the Omega Match products for sure.
So why did you guys decide to make two different Omega Match products? What is the function of one versus the other?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Omega Match Ration Balancing Feed, it's a feed. It has a small feeding rate, about a minimum of 2 pounds a day. But so horses are only going to eat about 2 to 4 pounds of that feed generally a day.
And that's for a horse versus a pony, right?
Yeah.
Because it's done by horses.
Yeah, for a horse versus a pony. Yep. And then a pony will be even less. So say you have a 500-pound pony, they would only eat about a pound a day. And the point of that feed is, and the reason we call the products Omega Match, is when I was looking to add more omegas to horses' diets, I had said to myself, okay, I could just add more omegas to horses' diets. I could add corn oil. I could add soybean oil. I could use flax. I could do all these things. But like, why? Exactly why do I really want to do this? Like, I don't just want to put stuff out on the market that's already out there. And I thought to myself, all right, well, let me think about this. Where do horses get fat in nature? And like I said at the beginning, horses weren't designed to necessarily have a really high, high fat diet continually. But when you look at all the pasture and grass that horses eat, and then look at the fat content of pasture, so pasture is about 3 to 4% in fat, 50% of the fat in pasture grass is actually omega-3s. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of horse owners don't know that, right? So when you think horses, you know, that go out and eat pasture 24 hours a day, they're getting a lot of omega-3s. So then I said to myself, oh, huh, what about all those horses that don't get to go out on pasture? All the show horses, all the horses with metabolic syndrome, horses on stall rest, horses that live in a stable in the city, you know, the police horses all over the world, they never see a blade of green grass practically. And I'm like, could I take the omegas that are in pasture and can I put it into a feed? And so I was like, okay, I think I can. Let me see if I can figure out how to do this. I'm like, but I need to know more about the omegas in pasture. So what we did is we did a little study where we took pasture samples from all over the U.S. We did New York and Florida and Texas and Colorado and Tennessee and St. Louis. And we got all these samples and we sent them off for analysis. We got a really good idea of what the omega-3 fatty acid profile was, how it compared to the omega-6s. We did all these calculations. Okay, well, if horses are out eating pasture every day, how many omegas are they getting? And then we built the formula up from there. And so the feed is based with Timothy hay. And then we have a really good quality stabilized ground flaxseed in there that brings in the omega-3s. And we also put our Outlast gastric support in there, and we balance it out with 100% natural vitamin E, because pasture grass brings a lot of really beautiful natural vitamin E. So we bring that in there. And so we created this feed, and then we did this study on it, and we said, okay, I'm going to take these horses. I'm going to have them in the barn. I'm going to have them eat hay and this Omega Match ration balancer. And then I want to see how their omega values in their blood change over time. And then I'm going to compare them to horses that are out eating pasture 24/7. And I want to see if I can get the horses in the stalls to match the level of omegas of the horses that are outside eating pasture 24/7. And we were able to do it. So it was really exciting for us because, you know, we knew that feeding more omega-3s that the horses' omega-3 levels will go up. But to be able to see them over time takes about 10 to 12 weeks. These horses match the level of omegas of horses eating pasture 24/7, and they never actually see a blade of green grass. It was pretty exciting. So yeah. So that's the feed. It's called Omega Match because it matches the ratios of omega-3s to omega-6 in pastures. It makes the horse's blood match the horses out on pasture.
But it's designed not so much to be a fat supplement for horses who need more calories. It's designed for a horse who needs a balanced diet that includes omega-3 fatty acids.
Exactly.
But doesn't
right.
necessarily yeah, need extra calories. Okay.
Yeah, because it's actually not a very high calorie feed. It's only about 1,250 calories per pound. So it's not very high in calories, but it fits those horses well that are either light to moderate work or even just maintenance horses, but, you know, that sort of keep their weight on pretty easily. And, but they don't also get out and get a lot of grass. So
got it.
The other cool thing about it is because of the way we built it, and we didn't design it to be this way to start, but because of the way we built it to match the pasture and we had to keep the ratios of the fatty acids a certain way, there's actually a lot of ingredients that we had to eliminate. We're like, okay, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. So There's no soy, no alfalfa, no corn, no wheat, and no molasses in the formula. So then we have these horses that sometimes have ingredient sensitivities and they can't have alfalfa or corn in their diet or something like that. This is a really good option for them because this doesn't have that in it.
Huh. Who knew?
Yeah.
There we go. So, and then obviously the other product, the Omega Match Ahi Flower Oil Liquid, is designed for horses who want the omega-3s, but they also want the calories at the same time.
Yeah, so it definitely provides calories. The cool thing about it is that you actually don't have to feed a lot of it. So, I mean, if you're just looking to get a ton of extra cheap calories into your horse and you want to do it through fat, you know, go ahead and glug corn oil or soybean oil or something that onto your horse's feed. But with the ahi flower oil, you only have to feed 30 mLs at a time. You can feed, if your horse needs more support, like it's going to the Olympics to Tokyo next month or something like that, then we'll feed those horses a little bit more for a little more support for all of their sport horse activity. But it gives those really important omega-3s. And it also has some other omegas it brings to the table. It has one in it called gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA. And that is really helpful to horses' skin and coat health. And then one of the other omega-3s in it called stearidonic acid. It converts to another fatty acid in the body called eicosapentaenoic acid, which has some really nice effects to help support the horse's body and their metabolism, and it supports their joint health and their skin health and their respiratory health and all their immune function. And so what happens is these individual different fatty acids really help to support the horse's biochemistry for better health. And that's what's really exciting about the ahi flower oil, because you don't get this spectrum of omega-3s plus the gamma-linolenic acid, which actually is an omega-6, but it's not seen very common in horse diets and supplements, you know, in this type of way, and especially that in a way that's so palatable. So what's great about the ahi flower oil is you can top dress it on any ration that your horse is already on. So say your horse is eating Purina Strategy or Purina Ultium and is doing great, but you also then want those benefits of some of the omega-3s and a little bit more shiny coat and that type of thing, then that's where you can top dress your ahi flower oil on top of any other ration for your horse.
Huh. Well, there you go. Well, for people who want to learn more about omega-3, 6, 9 fatty acids or these products, where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit us at purinamills.com/horse-feed, or just Google in the Purina Omega Match, and we have a special like landing page on the website that comes up and tells you all about the products and the ingredients and what they're good for and how to feed them. And yeah, you can actually get a little coupon to try them, and they're pretty exciting. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Mary Beth Gordon, for stopping by Horse Tip Daily and explaining the mysterious omega-3.
Yeah, give them a try. They're pretty great.
And that about wraps it up for today. Thank you again to WinTech Saddles for sponsoring today's show. Don't forget to download the free Horse Radio Network app for your iPhone or your Android if you haven't done so already. That way, you'll never miss an episode. Just go to your app store and search Horse Radio Network. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.